जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल, राधा रमण हरि बोल, जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल। श्री राधा रमण भगवान की जय। सो वेलकम टू our spiritual care program on the auspicious day of Radha Raman appearance. Today is 14th of May 2014. By Hindu calendar it is month of Vaishakh and Purnima day, full moon day of month of Vaishakh. Today's day is also the birthday of Lord Buddha. That's why it's bank holiday today. Bank holiday. And today's day also is the birthday of Lord Kurmadev, the Lord who took form of tortoise. Kachwa. Kachwa avatar. It all took place today. And there are also two more personalities who happen to be born today. One is Parameshwari, one is Acharya Srinivas, one of the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one devotee has left this world today, is called Parameshwari Das Thakur. Anyways, you may not know all these people. But Radha Raman's photograph I forgot to bring actually. But anyways, how many of you have visited Radha Raman temple?
Such a beautiful detail.
Very small. Only about 10 centimeters in size. Very shining black in color. Vrindavan Dham. In Vrindavan Dham. There are 7 major deities in Vrindavan which are worshipped by all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. One is Radha Madan Mohan, one is Radha Govindji, third is Radha Gopinath, fourth is Radha Raman, fifth is Radha Shyam Sundar, sixth is Radha Damodar, and seventh is Radha Gokulananda. So worshipped by 7 main important leaders. And on this today's day, this Radha Raman deity appeared from a Shaligram Shila. Shaligram Shila is a very unique form of the Lord. The long story, but sufficient to say that Tulsi Devi, you know Tulsi, plant Tulsi. She also is a Devi, she also a Gopi. So she cursed the Lord one time. A lot of good story there behind, but in short, she cursed the Lord to become a stone. So the Lord said, I also curse back, that you will become a plant and I will stay at your feet. So that is Tulsi Devi, the plant. Vrinda Devi became Tulsi plant. And the Lord became very rounded, very beautiful, smooth, shining black color stone which remains at the feet of Tulsi Devi always. On the Tulsi Vivaha day, whom we worship with Lord, whom we worship Tulsi, we marry Tulsi with that Shaligram. Shaligram is Krishna himself. And very amazing thing, I also don't know full knowledge about it, but it's a very amazing thing. Only under one river in all over the world, only at the bottom of one river in the world, that is called Gandaki River, it's in the Nepal, where the Pashupati temple is there. Only in one river, the river bed, wherever the water ends, is filled with crores and crores and crores of that Shaligram Shila. And how it is formed, nobody knows. And the Nepalese, the people, they have a special something, they go underwater and they pick those stones, Shaligram Shilas. and somehow they break it into two. And when they break it into two, inside there are various varieties of forms. Sometimes we find Lord Ganesh, sometimes we find Sudarshan Chakra, sometimes you find Lord Jagannath, sometimes you find Lakshmi, sometimes you find Narsingha, sometimes you find so many shilas. So each shila has got a particular feature, and there are people who are very expert in identifying them without breaking also. And by seeing some signs on the top, they recognize that this is Narsingha Shila or whatever. There is something also called as Damodar Shila, where baby Krishna is depicted inside. Now inside the stone, for example, the big stone like this, rounded cover fully. Who can make something inside the stone? But if you break the stone, you find carving inside the stone. Similar to who puts water in the coconut? Is it not true? Lord has put a hard shell, there is some more thing outside, then there is hard shell, and then there is some soft material, and then there is some water which is perfectly in alignment with all the osmolality of the blood, all the ingredients, sodium chloride and what is there in that, calcium, high content, potassium, high content of calcium nahi hai, potassium is there, chloride is there, and so many vitamins are there. Who puts water inside without breaking it and no licking also at the same time? So the answer is Lord, right? So similarly, we see the stone, no? It's like rounded stone, but if somebody breaks it, inside you'll find very variety of designs. Sometimes there are shilas with open mouth like this. Narsingha Dev with angry open mouth is there. And Varaha, some shilas are like with a face like a boar, you know, big longish mouth with open mouth. And ISKCON is a very amazing institute. ISKCON devotees have such varieties of collections of Shaligram Shila. I have got a full set of photographs only of Shaligram Shilas of variety of devotees. And then they decorate them with all crown and teeth and golden flute and ornaments and everything. Gada and everything, they decorate it with that. Our Sridhar Maharaj, who was in the hospital before, he had Varaha Shila. If you see that stone, whoever sees, they will immediately say, this is Varaha. Immediately you can see the shape of Varaha there. Amazing, very amazing. And somehow it's found only under that river. And it is said that one who worships this Shaligram Shila, it's very meticulous worship. It is not easy. You can worship at one time Radha and Krishna also, no problem. But worshipping Shaligram is very difficult and very meticulous, and many things are there in that which you have to perfectly follow. If you make a mistake, you get a reaction. But if you do it perfectly, then you get lot of fame and wealth and prosperity and spiritual progress. In wholesale it is available. But one thing is there, if you accept Shaligram in your house, you can never not worship it. You can't say, I am not well, so I cannot worship. You have to immediately get somebody to worship it. If you are traveling, you have to carry him with you. Those who are Shaligram, they will always carry a big basket with all beds and other boxes with dry fruits and so many worshipping paraphernalia, tulsi, chandan. Minimum thing is chandan, tulsi and gangajal. It has to be minimum there. And you have to make eyes on that. You have to put nose and put decorations and put crowns and everything. All those things has to carry with you. Very small, small items. So it's a special bag. If I go traveling, I have to have a special bag for him. And wherever I go, there, wherever I stay, whichever room I stay, hotel or a yatra, wherever rooms, I have to find a table, put it on a table, nice cloth on that, and establish him there and worship him, then only go out of the house. It's like that. If you don't have your own place, then you have to buy fruits and dry fruits and offer him. You can't offer everything else. Minimum fruits have to be offered. And in scriptures it is mentioned that if someone worships Shaligram with Gangajal, with Chandan and Tulsi, and offer ardent prayers, then his prayers will be 100% fulfilled. That is the power of Shaligram. And Materially speaking, having shalagram is wealth. The person will really, really prosper like anything. But it is always, your hard work also is there in that. So I have somehow found always shalagram is a very mysterious thing. Very, very mysterious to have it. And there is one devotee in Vrindavan. He is no more now. He is Prabhupada's disciple. He was a great kirtan singer, famous kirtan singer. Prabhupada would call him as a Gandharva. He said he came from Gandharva Loka. Always singing. Only singing and only singing. Nothing else in life. All the time singing. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he established the 24 hours kirtan in Vrindavan temple for last 30 years.
Aindra Prabhu.
And then he would take only night slots to sing. And every devotee will go to sleep, he will come in the middle of the night and sing for 2 hours. He would put ghungru on his left leg and put ghungru on his right hand, and he would keep moving his left leg very musically and sing a harmonium. Amazing devotee he was, very amazing devotee. So he had 750 shalagram shilas in his house. 750, and all variety of different gods, shalagram shilas were there with him. And every day with minimum Jamuna jal, tulsi and chandan, he would offer worship. He would worship for about 8 hours a day. And you know how many rounds he would chant every day? 128 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. Kitna ghanta ho gaya? 16 hours almost. But they would chant fast, so maybe 12 hours of chanting and 8 hours of worship, and only 3 hours he would sleep every day. Amazing devotee was. It's like hut like house, but his house was, half the house was filled with altar of the Lord, where all the shalagram shilas were like all placed. No? Another devotee I know who is still there is Dr. Sitara Malwa. Dr. Sitara Malwa is one of the first 10 GPs in Bombay by fame, by practice, by whatever you say. It's like a polyclinic only. He is GP clinic is like there is MRI, there is CT scan, there is pathology, there is every sonography, everything is there in that small unit. And he has got Bahrain and Saudi Arabia consulate, health checkup also there in that. It's like a huge institute, you know, one GP only. And he's an ardent devotee of the Lord. And he is such a personality that every weekend he is in some holy place. Either one week this weekend Tirupati, next weekend Srirangam, the next weekend Udupi, the next weekend Badrinath, the next weekend Jagannath Puri, then Dwarka, then Pandharpur. It's like that he travels. Every weekend, 2 days is a holy place. Flies and comes back on Monday morning or Sunday evening. He has got 410 shalagram shilas. And that day, last month, I was sitting with him in a temple, our temple, and he was sitting next to me for hearing class. So I just saw his rings. So he has got 5 rings, and all 5 rings shalagram shila in that. I was wondering closely. So he had to go to the toilet, so he just removed everything and gave it to me, and I wore it. I was watching very carefully. Each ring like a asan, you know, like a sitting place, and shalagram shila was there in that. He says, wherever I go, this has to be with me. I will travel with it. Except for washroom, they go everywhere with me. And he has got such kind of asanas for each at home, you know. And whenever you go to his house, na, in his room when you go, it just smells divine actually. All kinds of fragrances which are natural. Chandan and Aguru and Kasturi. You know Kasturi? It takes out from the deer. What do you call that deer?
Kasturi.
Yeah, but that is Marathi. What is called in English? The special deer, which has got musk deer. Musk deer. Musk. So he buys that musk also to serve the shalagram deities. And you have to massage the shalagram with those natural oils. Actually massage, not that. You just put properly massage. And then you do abhishek. You bathe him. And that Charanamrita is distributed to everybody. And then we keep all shalagram shilas, he comes in one cupboard. One cupboard is only made for that, shalagram shilas. Whenever you go in his house, the very great fragrance is there. If you go and embrace him, which I generally do, And embrace him, he feels that great fragrance because he applies all the prasadam oil on his face and his body. So go in temple hall, it's made in golden plated temple is there, and every deity is gold plated, and there is entourage of Shaligram Shila everywhere. It's a very unique thing. And he says, I never gone to get a Shaligram Shila. The Shaligram Shila always has come to me. It's another mystic situation. And Ashcharyakarak Vastu hai ye. You don't go and get, I want Shaligram Shila, I want to worship Shaligram, can I get one? No, it just comes to him. So he had first few, like it kept coming to him. And Shaligram Shila also has to be accepted through a devotee to you. You just can't go and purchase or buy. Ideally speaking, you are supposed to get Shaligram Shila with some devotee gifts to you. So when my baby was just born, a big Shaligram Shila came to my house. In the name of staying for some days. But then I was told, if you like, you can keep him. I said, my baby is very small and the baby means she will pass urine, stool, and vomit. It's like in any place in the house, either a hall or a balcony or a bedroom or a kitchen or wherever baby is, the baby will do that. So in such conditions, you can't have deities at home. The whole place is like anytime gets contaminated. So you can't keep deities like Shaligram or Radha Krishna in the house. So we keep photographs or some other images. That's why I said, thank you very much. I served him for 8 days and then went to Dr. Bard's house. I'm still there with him, Dr. Bard. But if you make any mistakes in worship, you get a severe reaction on that. It's like razor's edge, you know, you walk nicely, fine, but if you don't walk, you'll get cut yourself. So this devotee called Gopal Bhatta, he was a baby in Sri Rangam. How many of you came with me to Sri Rangam? This time? Yeah? This time you came?
No.
You came this time with your husband? Yeah. Such a beautiful place. Why all of you don't come with me? You came, no? Such a sweet place it is. Such a beautiful place. The bank of the river, Kaveri, the bank of the ocean, Rameshwaram. So we went to his house, remember? So that is the house where he was there, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and he stayed there for 4 months in the month of Chaturmas. At the end of the 4 months, Lord Chaitanya was leaving, so this boy Gopal was very attached to him and he didn't want to leave him, he wanted to go with him. So the Lord said that, no, you cannot leave like this. Your parents are there, you have to serve your parents. When they will die, then you come to Vrindavan, then we will meet. So following the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you lean on your bed, kursi like this, then you will fall sleepy. So you sit straight. It's better. So, Lord said, you stay back here, serve your parents and then you come back. So he stayed back obediently. He grew up a young man and his parents then became old and they died. Then as per the order of Lord Chaitanya, he went to Vrindavan. But surprisingly enough, that time Lord was not in Vrindavan, he was in Jagannath Puri. But Lord's order was there to go to Vrindavan, so he could not change the order and go to Jagannath Puri. Obedience means you follow word to word, you don't just speculate and try to imagine and do whatever is good for you by imagining. So order was to go to Vrindavan, so he went to Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan he was in deep separation, in viraha, are where my Lord is, this burning separation. At that time the Lord, understanding his separation, he sent his used items, like his sitting place, he sent to just pacify his emotions. But still, he was quite little pacified, but not fully pacified. He was still burning in separation, remembering the Lord. The Lord told him that you go to Gandaki River in Nepal, and there I will give darshan to you. I will meet you there. So he walked from Vrindavan, from UP, all the way to Nepal. It takes 2 months to walk, you know. He walked very fast, not like halting everywhere, enjoying. He was desperate to meet the Lord, so he walked as fast as possible. And he said, he was told to take bath in the river. So he went and as a sadhu, he dipped himself in the water and he was coming out. And you know what the sadhus do? They have a kamandalu. You know kamandalu? Kamandalu is a pot of a sadhu. in which they carry water and sometimes take bhiksha also. So they have to fill up the kamandalu and do ashman. Ashman means a purificatory process. So when he was doing ashman, generally what happens to the stone? When you put a stone in the water, what happens?
It goes down.
It goes down, right? Have you seen any stones floating in the water? Never. So when he was taking ashman, where do you take ashman? From the superficial water level, na? On the uppermost water, you put your hand and you take water like this. So he was doing that, suddenly some stones entered in his kamandalu. So wondering how can a stone float and come in? I'm not under the water, I'm above the water. So he put it back, thinking that, okay, but I cannot take the stones inside Shaligram Shilas. So second time he did that, again some Shilas entered in his kamandalu. The third time he did, 12 Shilas entered in his kamandalu. And that very time he was very surprised and amazed. A celestial voice spoke to him. This is me. As I promised you, I will meet you. This is me. Please take me home and worship me. As I already promised you, I will meet you in Pashupatinath, Gandaki River. So that time he understood it's not ordinary that the stones are floating. So they floated and he, like Lord Ramchandra, when he was building a bridge, all the monkeys were writing names, Sri Ram. And they were putting the stone in the some ocean. And they were floating. So Lord Ram also came. And he said, I am Ram only. Why should I write my name? I am only doing it myself. So he put a stone and the stone sank in the water. Isn't it embarrassing for the Lord? Huh? His name people are writing and the stone is floating. And he himself is putting the stone and what happening? Stone is going down the water. So it's very embarrassed looking at each other. So Hanumanji came and said, don't feel embarrassed, you know. It's very natural actually. What did he say? He said, when we write your name, by the power of your name, the stone is floating. But when you are putting the stone, that means you are giving up the stone. Like stone is in your hand and you are giving up the stone from your side to something else. मतलब हिंदी में क्या बोलते हैं जिसको आपने त्याग दिया उसको तो डूबना ही है ना इसको आपने अपना लिया वो बच जाएगा इसको आपने त्याग दिया वो डूब ही जाएगा ऐसा है दैट्स व्हाई इज डोंट वरी अबाउट इट डोंट फील सो एम्बैरेस्ड डिवोटीज आर वेरी स्मार्ट यू नो दे नो हाउ टू प्लीज द लॉर्ड सो लाइक दैट द स्टोन फ्लोटेड इन दिस केस ऑल्सो. And those 12 Shilas, he named them. I don't know names of all, but one of the names was Damodar. He took them back to Vrindavan and he worshipped them every day. With Chandan, Jamuna water and Tulsi and lot of prayers, wonderful dry fruits and fruits, bhoga. And many years passed like that. He was very satisfied if his separation pain reduced a lot because he felt the personal Lord's presence in the Shaligram Shila. Many years passed and one time one rich merchant came to Vrindavan and they would always give gifts to these great saintly people. So this merchant had many jewels, many ornaments and many dresses like flute, like necklaces, bracelets, armlets, rings and pants and dhotis and kurtas and mukuts. More mukut and everything. So he went on visiting every Goswami and visiting, giving him one set of items for his deities. So like that he went all around Vrindavan and gave everybody all these things, gifts, and everybody accepted and put on their Lord immediately. And then he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Gopal Bhatta said, my Lord has no form. My Lord is a very nice round ball. What you can put on him? You can't put pants and shirts and at the most you can put a crown on him and you can put a flute next to him and keep some gada next to him, but all elaborate dressing you can't do. But he said, no, I have got so many wonderful items and you have to accept it because it's for you. So because of his insistence, he accepted. But he thought, I can't use it. And that day the desire came in his mind, I wish my Lord had some form also. I could have decorated him and dressed him up nicely, made him beautiful looking. And he just kept on thinking on that every day. And then, by the way, it was not very serious, but it was there, the desire was there. And when many days he was contemplating on that, I wish my Lord had some form, some hands and some legs and some lotus face. I can decorate beautifully. And then came the day of Narsingha appearance day, which was yesterday. Chaturdashi. Vaishakha Shuddha Chaturdashi. That is the day when Lord Narsingha came from the pillar. At the command or desire of a devotee, Prahlad, his father asked him, is he there in the pillar also? He said, yes. Why in this pillar? He is in every pillar. Why in the pillar only? He is in every item, every atom. And why in every atom? He is also in between the two atoms also. Lord is called as Sarvagataha. That means he is everywhere, ubiquitous. He is in every atom inside and also in between the two atoms also. In the most minute thing he is present, and in between the two minute things also the Lord is present. Where he is not present? This is one small story about Kauravas, you know. Dronacharya was training them one time. So each one of them he gave one fruit. Kauravas and Pandavas, all students. And he told them, go and eat the fruit where no one is watching you. So everybody went far in the jungle, some behind a tree, some under the cave, and some all in the gap of the tree in between, and various ideas they thought, you know, where nobody is watching in darkness. And then everybody ate the fruit and they came back. Only Yudhishthir came back with the fruit back. And he said, I'm sorry sir, I cannot see any place where God is not watching me. So there is no place in the world where I'm not being watched. So that's why I thought and I searched and I came back, and this is the fruit I give back to you. It's like that. So this is realization, you know. Even if God is not known to you, the sun and the moon are always watching you. In the night moon is watching you, in the daytime sun is watching you. All the demigods are always watching you. We don't know, but still they are watching you. So, this point came from where? Lord is everywhere. So, Prahlad was telling his father, and then his father said, is he in this pillar also? Just to take one point fix. He said, yes, yes, he is in the pillar also. Now let me see what your Lord will do. Your Vishnu is my enemy, and you say he is everywhere. If he is in the pillar, now his death is coming upon him. Let me kill him. I will dash my finger and my fist on the pillar. I'll break the pillar into pieces. And if your Lord is there, if he comes out, I'll kill him in front of you only. And show you, he is not Lord, I am the Lord. So with left hand he puts his fist on that pillar, and the pillar broke into powder actually. Not into pieces, it just burst. And the Lord came out of that as Lord Narsingadev. You know? And Hiranyakashipu was watching with amazement, what kind of form is this? Because it was half man, half lion. And he had not seen any living entity like that anywhere. Because Lord Brahma had not created anybody like this. In his creation, there are different species, you know, we can make out. Birds and reptiles and insects and animals and demigods and trees and human beings, and so many things are there. Four-legged, multi-legged, two-legged. Sastan, that means those who have breasts and those who have womb. Andaja, those who lay eggs. And those who give shakha, that means trees are giving birth by their branches and seeds. So many varieties. But this kind of living entity, nowhere he has seen. So he was wondering, why? Who is this? And then was war, and then Lord killed him, of course. That is the story we described yesterday in the hospital. In details, with all action and emotion. Yesterday we described. It's there in this also. So, the usual custom is that when Narsingha Jayanti comes, everybody sits down and they discuss the whole story from Srimad Bhagavata. So, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also sat down, and all his followers, everybody, they discussed the whole pastime, and he himself was narrating. Like I am narrating to you, he was narrating to the audience that time. When the point came that Prahlad pointed out to the pillar that, is your Lord here? And Prahlad said, yes, he is here. And instantly Lord appeared from that pillar. So that point of time of the story, when he was narrating, it struck to him that if he has come, at the instant request of his devotee Prahlad, just pointing out, instantly he came as Narsingha, Bhagwan, from the pillar. He can come from my stone also. This thought occurred to him, it just occurred to him like that. Chamka, dimag mein usne. Ki, why not from the stone of Shaligram? And the story continued, and the day ended and the festival ended. Everybody had prasadam, everybody went away. And then he got up from the asana of the speaker asana and he put all the shilas to rest. That means we worship them as persons, we don't worship them as stone. We treat them as people, so Supreme Lord. So they put the cloth like chadar on each and everybody, stone. And they all have chanted mantras for resting, and the Lord rested and he also went to rest. But the thought which has occurred to him during the class, his own class, was haunting him. And with that thought he went to sleep, that why not from the stone? And next morning he woke up, and before going to his duties like washing up and bathing, he just glanced over the small pond napkins which he had laid over the stones, and he saw all napkins were flat like this. One of them were erected like this. You have a napkin? See, all of them are like this, not like this, like this. All of them are like this, and one of them is like this, raised. So he couldn't wait, he just went, rushed to the Jamuna river, he took bath and he came back, cleaned himself, chanted mantras and got ready to wake them up. He chanted mantras and woken them up. First he woke this shila up, and when he removed his cloth, he saw that there was a Lord. There was a stone behind, and the stone behind, and from front of the stone was as it is, and from front of the stone, a fully formed personality of God was there already. You know, so beautiful. Each limb was so finely formed. His eyes, his teeth, his fingers and arms and legs folded like that. And very small, this much only, small. He was so amazed. Immediately called all senior ones, all senior devotees. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all came running. And they saw the deity and they said, wow, so wonderful. He said, our Madan Mohanji, our Gopinathji and Govindji, all three are, we can see him. See all of them into this small deity. The features of all three, which you will have to go to three deities to see. All the features of the three are seen in one small deity here. So the senior most Rupa Goswami named him Radha Raman, one who always relishes happiness in company of Radha, Radha Raman Dev. And that day the celebration was done on the same day today. So today early morning, of course he must have manifested in the night time only, but he was seen early morning first time by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Today is the day when at 5 o'clock in the morning, or nowadays 9 o'clock in the morning, they do 1200 liters of Abhishek to the Lord. And because it's extremely scorchingly hot, something like 45 to 50 degrees centigrade, so within 1 hour of that, they have to distribute everything. Because then they mix milk, then they put yogurt, then they put honey, then they put ghee, then they put water and sugar water and other juices and everything. You can imagine what kind of combination it is. It has to be immediately consumed, or if you keep it, it will immediately get spoiled. And if you ever put it in the bottle and you bring it to Bombay and you think, oh, I'll drink in Bombay. One time I did that, you know. And the bottle was so tight, I just couldn't understand why it is so tight. Then I just opened, and I'm trying to open, then the bottle was like a bomb, you know, bomb. It just went to the ceiling of the house and top it went. All the gas was like expelling out. Just burst out. So it's really scaring actually. You know, I didn't expect that to happen. But then I understood that all the milk and the yogurt, it must have fermented so beautifully, nicely in the heat. And you know, it's got spoiled. So they have a plan. When they do Abhishek of 1200 liters of all items together, they have a plan to distribute in 1 hour. So you can drink it. Otherwise it's gone, finished. You have to throw it in gutter actually. All Mahaprasadam. It's a grand event. So hot in Vrindavan today. Every year, of course. Naturally, Vaishakh is very hot. So the huge crowds and such a small DT, everybody is with cameras, you know, like this. Everyone who goes there has lens, binocular, because you cannot appreciate the Lord from distance. It's like I'm sitting over here and there in the library books, I cannot see properly. I have to go close, or from here I have to see the binocular. Like that, Lord is quite far from the place where you stand, you know. So everybody with binoculars, or they have a camera, they zoom it up and they keep seeing in the camera. Sometimes click, but sometimes keep seeing only. Very beautiful features of the Lord. So it is explained that as Lord Narsingadev is the Lord who instantly replied to Prahlada's request and appeared to him at the most opportune time in his life. Because when Prahlad was brought back by the demons and they told, my dear sir, Hiranyakashipu, we are sorry, we can't kill him. You ordered us to kill him, but we can't kill him because we tried every means, but he can't be killed. The poison didn't work on him, the snakes didn't bite him, the elephant didn't trample upon him, and the ocean didn't drown him, and the mountain cliff didn't crush him, and our weapons don't work on him, and fire didn't burn him. We don't know what to do with this boy, how to kill him. So we are brought back to him, back to you. Please forgive us that we didn't follow your order. So he said, now I will myself kill him. And he raised his own sword, you know. He was so tall and huge like mountain, and his sword was so long. And he was so small boy, Prahlad, and raised his sword. Now let me see, when I kill you with my own sword, what your Lord will do to you. That means, you know, Hiranyakashipu says that, finished. Demigods used to tremble when he used to raise his eyebrows and look up direction. The demigods in the skies will tremble. The first glance. And here he himself, loud voice, shouting and threatening this boy, I will kill you. That means the most dangerous moment of his life it was. And Prahlada was like, Hari Bol, thank you. So happy, you know. He was not bothered about his father's strength and he was not scared of father. All demigods were scared, but he was not scared. Such guts he had. When Indra like demigods was trembling, this boy is saying, my dear father, you are fool number one. You don't realize the goal of your life. Tat sadhu nemi. Nate vidhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. People like you are fool number one. They don't know what is the purpose of life. You should give up all these enjoyments and go back to the forest and worship Lord Vishnu. That is the goal of your life. And he's trembling, red eyes, angry. So don't take the name of Vishnu in front of me. And the second time he asked, my dear baby, what did you learn in your school? He said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Swarnam Padasevanam. He's saying, listening about the Lord, talking about the Lord, remembering the Lord, worshipping His feet, becoming friends with Him, serving Him as a servant, and becoming His mother, and you know, wonderful ways, nine ways of worshipping the Lord. This is the goal of life, this is the purpose of life. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Again Vishnu, he was boiling. Stop it, nonsense, stop this. He said, my dear father, you should understand, what you are doing is useless. He had the guts to tell his father, who was owner of the 14 worlds, trembling all the demigods, but he, a small boy, he was not bothered. That is the greatness of a devotee. Big guys are scared and a small boy is not scared. And what is the biggest frustration of his father? That everybody is trembling on remembering me. Nobody in the world is there who doesn't scare me. Everybody is scared of me. Except one guy, his 5-year-old boy, my own child is not scared of me. So he was frustrated because of that. The source of frustration that this guy doesn't respect me. He outlaws me. He argues with me. He doesn't chant my name. Everybody is told that chant my name, and they are all chanting my name as God. And this guy says, no, I will not chant your name. I will chant Vishnu's name. And I request you also to chant Vishnu's name. That was his guts. Because of his fearless. He was fearless in devotion to God. He was not fearful of this great demoniac personality. He was like a wasp, you know, like an insect in front of that personality of his father. So one is fearlessness. But still, he was threatening him to kill himself. And that particular day, that time, Lord Narsingha appeared. At the wish of his devotee, not out of fear. He, oh my Lord, please save me. He is killing me right now. It's not like that. He said, you want to see the Lord? You want to see me? He's there in the pillar also. Yeah, yeah, please. He's there in the pillar. Very casually he said. And to fulfill his word that my devotee said this, the Lord appeared. Similarly, Radha Ramandev also is like that only. His devotee, on the basis of the same story of Prahlad, thought that, why not from the stone? And the next morning the Lord came in the stone. So we are all told by our teachers that whatever desires you have, sincere, you go and express to Radha Ramandev. And he will fulfill your desires. He is famous Lord for that. To express your desire sincerely and he will fulfill it. Not desire like I have bungalow, I want aeroplane, he has a helicopter, I want also have a helicopter, you know. Not like that. It's all worldly desires. They may come also, but even if they come, they have to leave, you have to leave them here only and go. You can't say, my Lord, let me take my helicopter with me, please, I want to fly your kingdom in my helicopter. Say, no, this helicopter is not allowed to go there. My helicopter will come for you if you want to come, but this helicopter will remain here only. 300 crores will be remaining here only. So it's like that. Spiritual desires. What are we trained to ask for? Is only spiritual desires, not desires which are material, which are perishable with time. We are trained to ask for something which is not perishing with the time. All of us should learn this. Never ask the Lord something that is going to perish with time. Don't ask for health, don't ask for wealth, don't ask for beauty, don't ask for respect, don't ask for samruddhi, prosperity. Because everything is going to end with time. Yeah? 67 years Congress ruled India after independence. This has to end sometimes. Very soon it is going to end. Like that, you know, Aurangzeb came and he did atrocities for so many years. But Aurangzeb also ended one day. All, so many people came, you know, Hitler was there, he had killed 6 lakh people at one time in concentration camps. You can imagine 6 lakh is what? Here 38 people died in bomb blast, so world news, today's headlines, 38 people died in bomb blast. In Ukraine, in Israel, in Lebanon, like that. 6 lakh people killed by him. But he also committed suicide one day in jungle. So every good thing and every bad thing has to come to an end. That is the nature of this world. Nothing good and nothing bad will remain forever. No misery will remain forever and no good thing will remain forever. Don't think the happiness also will remain forever. Today you are happy that your son is born and tomorrow the same son will not listen to you and you are unhappy. So something will give you happiness, something will give you sadness. And the same thing also at one time will happiness and one time it will give you sadness. So one time one king wanted to have a son. Long time he didn't have a son. So then Narad Muni came one day to visit him. And he said, Narad Muniji, why you look so unhappy? You are such a prosperous king, such a virtuous king, nice king. Why you are unhappy? He said, everything is there in my life, but I don't have a son who will become king after me, who will carry on the legacy. So Narad Muni sat in meditation and saw his past, present and future. And he said that, in your fortune there is no son. No, Narad Muni, do it, anything, please, any vrata, any austerity, any tapasya, you tell me, I will do. I want to have a son, I am desperate to have a son. At any cost, I want to have a son. So looking at his desperate condition, Narad Muni said, okay, you will have a son. His name will be Harsha Shoka. What does that mean? Harsha means happiness, Shoka means unhappiness. He will become source of your happiness. And soon he'll become source of your misery also. He said, that future, everything I'll see afterwards. At least I'll be happy when he is born. So I'll be very happy. And that king had married thousands of queens trying to have a son. Some queen will give me son. And no queen could give him son. So then, when the Narad Muni blessed him, one of the queens became pregnant. And she gave birth to a son. Naturally, the queen which gave birth to a son became very dear to the king. that queen started spending more time with the king, and the baby was with him, and the father was with him, and all the thousands of queens become very unhappy. Now the queen, the king is not even looking at us. And the boy was growing, and everybody was happy, and he was giving gifts and ornaments to the queen who gave birth to that son, and others were neglected, so they were very envious. After some time, they poisoned this child. And one fine day, the boy was dead. And the king was like in misery, crying like anything. That time again, Narad Muni came. And he said, I told you, no? The same son will be source of your happiness, and same son will give you misery also. So that time, Narad Muni called the soul back of that boy and make him speak. And said, here is your father and mother. He said, which mother and mother? I had many father and mother. Which one are these? Which one is this couple? I had many couples as my parents, in bird's life, in animal's life, in tree life, in this life and that life. I had so many parents. Which parents are you talking about? So that time Narad Muni made the child speak great philosophy of the truth of life. And the boy spoke to parents. And then he said, Mummy, Papa, thank you very much. I am now going back home, back to Godhead. And then Harshasoka became realized, and he left also, he became mendicant. And he also reached back to Godhead. So, don't ask anything which is material, which is potentially a source of misery. Don't ask that. And generally we ask for what? Money. Most of the times we ask money. Most of our prayers, 99.999999%. are connected with money. Something with money we want from Lord. And that is the last thing which will remain for a long time with you. And that is, more it comes, more misery it brings with you. Bring with it. Always remember that. So when you go to the Lord, don't ask anything material from Him. Ask Him devotion. Ask Him love. Ask Him service. Ask Him compassion. Some divine qualities, tolerance, patience, love for everybody. What great souls have asked. Hanumanji, when Lord Ram was going back to spiritual world, Hanumanji was told by Lord Ram, please ask, you served me so much, so nicely, you brought Sita back actually. Actually you found her out, and because of your parakram only we won. I am indebted to you. The Lord is saying, please ask, ask from me, I want to give you something. So he says, please don't ask anything. I don't want anything. I only want your service, birth after birth after birth. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavata bhakti rahe tuki tvai. In the same way, yesterday, Narasingha Bhagavan was asking Prahlad, oh Prahlad, you underwent so much troubles and tortures and atrocities by your father. Your own father wanted to kill you. And you tolerated so much for me, actually, for my sake. Only thing what Prahlad had to say to his father was, yes, sir. Yes, my father. His father said, don't chant Vishnu's name, chant my name. He said, yes, father, I will chant your name. Just by saying, yes, father, he would have become the king of the 14 worlds after Hiranyakashipu. Everything would have been his. Without any effort. Just, yes father, eat nicely, sleep nicely, wear nicely, enjoy your life, and just say, yes father, everything will become his. If Ambani's son, what he has to do? He doesn't have to go to school, he doesn't have to go farming, just dress up nicely, eat nicely, wear costly watches, have costliest latest mobile, move in costliest cars, and fly in helicopters and chartered airplanes, and do whatever you want, just enjoy. Only say, yes father. You can have everything. Now when he is there, when he dies, automatically everything becomes yours by the will of the father. So Prahlad had to say only yes father, nothing else he had to say. But he said so many things, but yes father. So Lord knew that if he didn't say yes father, he said yes Vishnu. Whatever Vishnu said, he agreed to that and boldly accepted mission of Vishnu and remained faithful to Vishnu in spite of his father being enemy of that. So much torture he had to undergo. His father put him in fire with his sister. Sister had a boon that she will not get burned by fire. Whenever danger comes by fire, fire will not burn her. She told, sister, Holika Devi, come here. This boy is not getting killed. You please take him in your lap and put fire around you. And because of a boon, you will not get burnt. And he will get burnt. So my problem is solved. And then what happened? She sat with him with great confidence and she lit fire around her and she started getting burnt and this boy is not getting burnt. So that time she's shouting at Brahma, "Oh Lord Brahma, you gave me the benediction that I will not get burned with fire. What happened to the boon? Are you not lying at this time? Whatever boon you have given me, you should fulfill the boon. How can you be a cheater like this?" He said, "I gave a boon to you when you are in danger of your life by fire. That time fire will not burn you. I didn't give a boon to you to burn somebody alive. So now that you have misused my boon, you have to get burnt. And Prahlad will not get burnt." So she got burnt. And Prahlad had to just left without any, no bruise, no nothing. No blister or nothing, vesicles, nothing. So still, Lord said, "For me you have undergone so much of torture. I want to give you something. Please ask something from me. Here am I standing in front of you, Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to give you something. Please tell me what you like to have." And what Prahlad is saying? Very significant. He says, "My Lord, please do not tempt me with all these temporary things. Please do not tempt me. I am not a businessman. I am not a vyapari. But I will take something in reward of what I have done for you. My service to you, whatever I have done for you, is my devotion to you. Not in the aim of getting something from you later on. Achcha maang lenge usse. Ha? Prasanna ho jayenge na, to le lenge achcha. No. Please do not tempt me." And further he said, "Whatever I ask from you, and whatever you will give me, will perish with time. What is the use of that? Whatever I take from you, you entangle me, number one, and will perish with time, number two. Please do not tempt me. If at all you want to give something to me, listen very carefully what he said. He said, I am scared of material life in forgetfulness of you. I am very scared of forgetting you. I do not want life in material world in forgetfulness of you. I don't want to have a material desire separate from you. I only want to have a spiritual desire to please you. And I don't want life in material world. And second thing, I'm also scared of company of non-devotees. I was born in the family of demons. My all company everywhere was demons who were against you, who were inimical to you. So I do not want non-devotee company. I want to always have company of your devotees who love you. They may be from any caste and creed, but I want to have people around me who love you. Second desire. And third thing he said, "By the way Lord, one more desire I have. This father of mine is such a sinful person. So many sins he had done. If he were to undergo the reactions and the punishment of all his sins, how much punishment he had to undergo. So can you please forgive him?" Lollipop bolte isko. Lollipop. That means what? You do all those nonsense and just because your son is a devotee, everything is deleted. So what Lord must have replied to him? Very famous and meditable reply. The Lord said that you are asking about your father. Just because you are a devotee of mine, not only your father, this generation, 10 generations before and 10 generations after it is going to come, 21 generations of you have already been delivered. Why ask only father? Before you ask me, this is happening already. Just because you are my pure devotee. The Lord is saying, you don't have to ask for your father. So the message for us is, if you become a devotee, pure devotee of the Lord, unalloyed, that means there is no purpose, if I do this, I will get that, if I do this, I will become a king of heavens, like that. There is no desire, simply to please the Lord, if your desire is, you become pure devotee, then 21 generations of all of us will be delivered by the Lord, including you, of course. Just by you being there, all your relationships, whoever is related to uncle, cousin auntie, brother, sister, bhabi, bhabi ka ladka, bhabi ki beti, whoever is in link with you, everyone will be delivered. It's not a joke to have your slate clean. Your slate is filled with all writings of karma, bad and good. If it is just deleted by the Lord at one stroke, so nice it is, right? तो भक्तों के रिश्तेदार क्या बोलते हैं, आप बने रहो, अच्छी तरह से बने रहो, हमारा आपका पूरा ब्लेसिंग है, आप अच्छी भक्ति करो और आपके वजह से हम लोग बेड़ा पार हो जाएगा. हरे कृष्णा. तो कैसे है ना, वो जो भक्त नहीं होते भगवान के, वो हर चीज़ में कुछ ना कुछ नुकसान ढूंढ के निकालते हैं अपने लिए. हमने सुना है, एंड यू आर अ डिवोटी, प्लीज कंटिन्यू, हाँ प्लीज नाइसली, ऑल माई ब्लेसिंग्स आर विथ यू, प्लीज फॉलो नाइसली, सो दैट व्हेन यू आर देयर आई विल गेट डिलीवर्ड. That is not correct consciousness. So, whenever the time comes to ask the Lord, only ask for devotion. And when you do that, the Lord will not give you things. The Lord will give you what? Himself. Farak hai na uske andar? I am signing my checks for you, my item for you, and then I am still separate. I am still not with you. But second level is that, I don't give anything to you, I just give myself to you. Isn't that true? There was one king, and the king had decided on his birthday that he will give everybody everything on that day, from sunrise to sunset. And he did a puja before sunrise and sat down, and then the whole kingdom came that day. The king has declared that today I will give everything to everybody, whoever they ask, whatever they ask. So huge line was there. And everybody was coming and putting, I want this, I want that, I want 1,000 cows, I want gold, I want this, I want that, I want house, I want kingdoms, I want villages and this, that. Everybody was just giving and giving. And then sunset came. The line got over. There was one old lady standing at far distance under a tree. And she was standing there only. So the king was looking, you know, anybody was remaining. So he saw that mother standing there. So he said, go and get her. So somebody came and bought her. He said, mother, you haven't asked anything. Today is my birthday. I want to give you something. So she said, it's all right. Doesn't matter. Maybe you will not be able to give me what I want. He said, no, mother, I have taken a pledge today that whatever anybody will ask me, I will fulfill that today. So she said, no, it's all right. That means, you know, further you are like, really, no, you must ask. If you anything is there in your mind, please ask. So she said, you become my son. That is my only wish. He said, okay, tathastu. She went home, he went home. So then one day he said, I want to go and meet my mother. So he sent his prime minister, go and see where she is staying. So staying in a remote village, somewhere in a dilapidated hut and no road, good road, and everything is so poor and all. He said, go make the road from my house to her house, highway, and go and build a palace over there for her, and send servants, few hundred servants, and fill her godown with all the grains and everything, and make her furniture with gold and ivory, and you know, give her nice clothes and ornaments and decorate her nicely, send servants to take care of her personally, some servants to take care of her house and horses and cows and everything. So everything was done on the spot. And she sent a message, I am coming home for lunch. And he went home to take lunch. Why? She could have asked him, my dear king, I want a house to stay. So one house would have been available. But by asking for son being a son, king being a son, everything what you need is all yours only. Just whenever you want, it just happens. She didn't even ask him that I want a house or I am very poor. He wanted to come to her house, so he kept his standard. I can't go to a hut, so he made a palace for her. And then all life she lived like a mother of a king. The status, Rajmata. That is intelligence, you know. You don't ask to the Lord, you know, Lord, give me money, Lord, make me Prime Minister of India, Lord, make me President of America, Lord, give me 3 helicopters and 4 aeroplanes, and Lord, make me the richest number one in India or in the world. Today, paper gave a news that yesterday, I think, Hindujas are the topmost rich people in London. £11.9 billion, you know. And I was calculating in the morning, how much this must be? I was calculating in my mind, it came to 12 lakh crores of rupees. 12 lakh crores of rupees as per current rate. So you may say, I want to become bigger than Hindujas. 11.9, I want to become £20 billion, you know.
and becoming
son. Whatever, becoming son or whatever, inherit all the property and all. But you can even get that, as Hindujas have got that, by whatever karma they, you can even get that position. But the Lord will not be still yours, and still you will die one day, leaving all the wealth behind. But you want to say one thing, oh my Lord, nothing I want only you. Then everything will be yours. What Jesus said in the Bible, the meek and the humble will inherit the kingdom of God. So why to inherit the worldly pounds? Your Lord is saying that you can, just by becoming meek and humble devotee of mine, you can inherit my kingdom. You will become owner of my kingdom. I will become yours. So I ask for puny things. Stupid thing to ask. Little wealth here and little wealth there. Indra has multiples of wealth that what the best person in the world can have. And that also is perishable. But Indra also is going to die one day and come here as an insect one day. Who knows? But once you become yours, once you become the Lord's property, you become Lord's most beloved, then everything that your Lord has will become yours. On top of that, the Lord becomes your servant. Lord wants to serve you as a devotee. Lord is hankering, Prahlad, kuch to poocho. Phir bhi nahi pooch rahe ho. Kya karegi? To aise kyun kya karte hai wo? Khud ko hi arpan kar dete. Bhai, tu mujhko hi pray le le. Main hi tera hun. Is it not wise? If Prahlad would ask something, yeah, good opportunity. Yeah, itna din mehnat kiya, itna tapasya uthaya, taklif uthaya. Ek baar maang lete hai, chalo bhi. Ek baar achha mauka hai. No, the Lord devotees don't get tempted by any situation of life. Their motto remains constant in the difficulty, in the happiness, in sorrow, in testing, in non-testing situations, in all conditions of life. The devotee's motto of life remains same. That I want to please you. In whichever condition of life, let me be able to please you. That's all they want to ask. So why I spoke so many things? Because we are always fond of asking. Always we go to church and temple and mosque and gurudwara and always have a big application list. Every day it changes, you know. It never ends. It's just different items are there every time we ask. I want this, I want that. My son to be get married, my daughter to get married. Now my daughter should get son and my daughter should get son. And this and that. So many things are always, application is there. But sam siddhir haritoshanam. I want to just please you. In that one prayer, everything that you need is fulfilled. Today also happens to be the birthday of Lord Buddha. There is no time to tell you about Buddha. And also Kurma, that is Kachwa. Buddha you all know, but Kachwa you may not know. When the demons and the demigods were churning the ocean of milk, take out the Amrita, at that time they had chosen a Mandara mountain as a churning rod. And Vasuki snake as the churning rope, and they were churning the ocean. The mountain was sinking in the ocean. So they wanted something very firm to put the churning rod on, the mountain on. So Lord appeared as Kachwa, as tortoise, the divine tortoise. On the back of his, the mountain was rested. And then the churning was done. And the first the poison came, and then the nectar came. So that appearance of Lord Kurma happened today. In today's day, that means the manthan was going on back and forth in this month only. This month is the month of manthan. In between Varaha, Kurma Dev appeared. Very beautiful. And then again Lord appeared, because the upper portion was unsteady. So Lord appeared as Lord Ajita. He sat on the top portion of the mountain, and the top and the bottom both were steady. And then manthan took place, and then the poison came out and everybody ran away. And then Lord Shiva came and drank the poison. And again churning resumed. And then 14 ratnas came out, jewels. Lakshmi, Uttreshrava, horse, Airavata, elephant, and so many beautiful personalities appeared from the churning. And the last Lord came out. Dhanvantari in the end appeared with the pot of Amrita, nectar. Immediately demons stole it away, ran away. Then Lord appeared as Mohini, the beautiful lady. Charmed everybody and fooled everybody. Took the pot from demons' hands and gave it to demigods. and drank the amruta. And suddenly Rahu came from there, from demon side, in a disguise of a devotee, a demigod, devta bankar aa gaya wo, and devtaon ke land mein baith gaya, and started drinking. So Mohini immediately realized he is a demon. So she immediately raised chakra and chopped his head off. By the time he had swallowed the amruta, so from the neck below the portion was cut off, but the amruta remained. So he lived as only head and neck. Today also he is living as head and neck only, because amruta is there in that portion. Body was destroyed by Mohini. And then all demigods received the amruta. Very long story. One time I told story for 2 hours. Beautiful story of Samudra Manthan. Some other time we will tell that story. And all glories to Lord Radharaman Dev, the fulfiller of desires of all devotees, Lord Narasingha Dev, Lord Buddha and Lord Kurma. And thank you very much to everybody. Hare Krishna.